Now, there's a new voice, a new contribution to the state asset ownership debate.
It's the free market think tank, the New Zealand Initiative. They released a new report in which they're proposing asset recycling. Now, they've looked at a New South Wales policy which saw selected assets sold, spare land, businesses in competitive markets, and the proceeds were put into a ring fence fund, which was used for infrastructure projects only. Well, the chair of the NZ Initiative, Roger Partridge, says selling the likes of TVNZ, NZ Post, the stakes in the three energy companies, perhaps Transpower, Landcorp and others, would free up billions of dollars for better use.
We can free up about $25 billion worth of money that could be put into a fund, ring-fenced so that it doesn't get squandered, used with some governance mechanisms, used to fund just infrastructure we can't afford. So new hospitals, maybe a second harbour crossing. We don't specify what the infrastructure is. And then spent only on things that have been reviewed and certified as priorities by the Independent Infrastructure Commission. And those three characteristics were what made the New South Wales asset recycling program successful.
Roger Partridge says the public and political discussion needs to get past simple slogans such as selling the family silver and fears of foreign ownership of assets.